Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every night, we're going to take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we'll dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Exodus 11, Luke 14, Job 29, and 1 Corinthians 15. Today, my wife and I, we drove up to meet with some friends, and we had one of her favorite old Backstreet Boys songs playing. And one of the lines in it said, "Am I your fire, the one desire?" Okay, I'm a horrible singer. But you know, am I your fire, the one desire? She turned to me and she asked, "Am I your one desire?" I lovingly smiled and said, "I love you more than anything in this world. It's Jesus and you forever." Now, she wanted reassurance in that moment of my love. But I don't ever want to assume that she is presently aware that my love for her doesn't even exist if it weren't for the love of Jesus. So I take moments like this when we pause and reflect on our love to point her to his love that truly is the fire. That same question, though, Jesus asks of us. Am I the only one? Am I your one desire? Am I your fire? He's looking for first love status. And he put it to his disciples like this in verse 26 of Luke 14 today. "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Now let's make this initial parameter of discipleship mentioned here clear. Jesus is not calling us to actually hate our parents, our wives, our spouses, our siblings, or ourselves even. He's saying that your love for me should be so much greater than any of your affections for yourself or anyone else. No love of family, spouses, friends, country, freedom, no earthly affection must ever come into competition with the love of God. If there was ever a clash between the two, earthly affections must immediately be lovingly placed aside, and everything must be sacrificed for the sake of our love for him. In verse 33, Jesus said, "So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." Jesus made this point in Luke 9 previously, which we just read last week, as he told his disciples when he called them to give primacy to the call to follow over even bearing family or bidding farewell. The call of Jesus is a forsake everything, follow me call. Jesus here also clarifies that we have something we must claim that awaits each one of us. In verse 27 of chapter 14 here, he says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Said with a bit different clarity in Luke 9 again, he said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The cross. That's an instrument of brutality, of death, of great suffering. I can't help but be reminded of the words we read earlier this year in Acts. As we see the words where Saul is being called by God and starting his transformation to Paul, the Lord actually, in sending Ananias to place hands on Saul, says this to Ananias about Paul, "For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." And what do we know about Paul? We know that he wrote the vast majority of the New Testament. He's such a great evangelist and preacher of the gospel, but he doesn't say, "I will show Paul how much I'm going to use him. I will show Paul the great ways that he's going to be my vehicle." He says, "No, I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. The call to Jesus has a cross, has suffering, not just the suffering that befalls all people, but a special suffering that is set aside for God's chosen instruments. It is often through that cross we are called to bear that we receive more of God's presence, His Spirit, and embrace less of us. We get a greater sense of God's heart and how it breaks for the world, so much to be killed for its sake. And daily, as we claim the cross we are called to bear, we voluntarily participate in the work of God, shaping us into the image of Christ. So Jesus is first calling us to a walking away. We are to walk our heart away from primary connection and affection to anything, for anything outside of Him. And then there is the walking too. We are to walk to Calvary and carry the cross we are called to bear daily. These two realities we are reminded to consider as we answer the call to be a disciple. It is a trading of allegiances and an embrace of suffering for His sake. So here's the question. What is your cross today? Are you looking to bear it? Or are you looking for a way around it? Don't be fooled. The way to daily life following Jesus must go through that cross. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You've called us, that You loved us enough to call us to Yourself, to give us more and more of You, Lord God, and that You call us to walk away from the affections that would never satisfy, Lord God, and that You gave us You, the only worthy object of affection, and You called us to just attach ourselves to You, to be transformed by You, to be overwhelmed by Your presence and strength and power, Lord God, and we ask that with that same power that You would then empower us to pick up the cross that You leave for us every day, that we would see in doing so, we are following in the mighty footsteps of our perfect Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, hope y'all are being blessed by this. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Make sure you subscribe so you check these out every day. Rate it so others can find it and share it so the word spreads. And I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.